An empty shore. Humidity lingers in twilight, and burning afterglow reflects off blackened waters. Sand is still warm, but the depths are barely visible. You wade out anyway. The moon reflects off the surface in broken silver ribbons, then it brushes past you, just beneath. You stop, the water goes still, and somewhere below, somewhere in the darkness, something is watching. But stranger still is the feeling, the certainty, that this creature is not of this world. It belongs to one older. Still waters shift, a ripple, then another, moving towards you slowly, deliberately. Your breathing stalls, the surface breaks, and for a moment, just a moment, you see it. A hand, human but not entirely, too long, too webbed. Then nothing, gone in an instant. Again, surrounded by an obsidian void, feeling out of place. The balance shifts. You are the outsider, and like an outsider, were examined, studied. Is that why audiences fell in love with this monster? Not because he was terrifying, but because he felt ancient. Maybe the heat, the beach days, and the barbecues aren't really your vibe. But I always thought summer was the perfect time for something a little haunted. And it starts with one of the most iconic creature features to grace the silver screen, Creature from the Black Lagoon. I'm your host, Melissa Nunes, and welcome to Candidly Cryptic, your source for all things strange, spooky, and unexplained. Released in 1954, Creature from the Black Lagoon introduced audiences to the Gillman, a prehistoric amphibious creature discovered deep within the Amazon. Developed during the golden age of science fiction and monster flicks, the same era that gave us atomic monsters, alien invasions, and giant insects, confronting a collective fear of rapid scientific innovation, the Creature of the Black Lagoon immersed us in dense jungle, sunlit rivers under tropic skies.
Black Lagoon.
Beautiful lagoon.
Even today, those oceanic scenes remain some of the most treasured in horror history. Especially the sequence where Kay Lawrence swims on the surface, all while the creature mirrors her movements beneath. Below, we experience something otherworldly. Historians classify it as one of the movie's greatest achievements, defining the legacy of the Black Lagoon even generations later. And the creature quickly became one of Universal's most timeless monsters. More than 70 years later, he's still instantly recognizable. Even initially, audiences responded strongly. The film became a box office success and helped cement its position in Universal's classic monster lineup, alongside Dracula, Frankenstein's monster, and the Wolfman. More importantly, Creature from the Black Lagoon teaches us summer can be a little spooky. Not despite the sunshine, but because of it. There's something about glassy black waters under a burning sun that twists paradise into something uncanny. But there's only so many times we can rewatch a movie, so if Creature from the Black Lagoon leaves you wanting more, there's an obvious next step.
Eliza, honey, he's coming for you.
Guillermo del Toro said as he watched the Gillman pursue Kay Lawrence, he longed for the monster to get the girl. Years later, The Shape of Water made that wish come alive. Released in 2017, the creature feature becomes a dark fairy tale. No longer just a monster, now he's the protagonist, the outsider. As Del Toro says, the movie is about our problems today, and about demonizing the other, about fearing or hating the other, and how that is a much more destructive position than learning to love and understand.
You may think that thing looks human, but we're created in the Lord's image. You don't think that's what the Lord looks like, do you?
This creature is intelligent, capable of understanding emotions.
Visually, we are taken back to the Black Lagoon through water, moonlight, and monsters. But tides shift, and now we find ourselves sharing the same dream as young Del Toro all those years ago. But sometimes love isn't all it's cracked up to be. and we crave something darker. How about still hitting that creature feature craving, but burying it deep, deep underground? The Descent follows a group of friends exploring an uncharted cave system. Without the plot, you can almost mistake it for an adventure film, until being swept away by the undertow.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
There's no breeze! It could be any one of these tunnels! Take your pick!
Oh, Henderson!
Hello!
Please!
The connection to the creature from the Black Lagoon isn't the monster. It's the fear of becoming the outsider and somewhere hidden. The cave comes alive and takes on a presence of its own. It's beautiful, ancient, and completely indifferent to human survival. Since its release in 05, The Descent has become one of the most acclaimed creature features of the 2000s and remains a fan favorite among horror lovers. Yet love and fear. What about the strange? A sailor takes his leave ashore. And by the spinning rides, glowing marquees, and striped tents, he becomes fascinated by dark, raven hair, wistful eyes, and glimmering scales. Mora the Mermaid.
Mora, ladies and gentlemen, Mora the Mermaid, the strangest creature in captivity. See her alive. See her living underwater. Half woman, half fish. The strangest creature in captivity for 25 cents, ladies and gentlemen. $0.25.
Released in 1961, starring young Dennis Hopper in his first leading role, Night Tide is a story about desire, mystery, and transformation.
It saddens me to tell you, but you are in danger, grave danger.
The Carnival's mermaid Mora is surrounded by death. The men in her life all seem to meet an untimely end. And because of this, she can't help but wonder if there's some truth to the rumors people spread about her lineage and about being a descendant of Siren. Could she be dangerous? Inhuman, even? Does death follow the unlucky who love her? The foggy boardwalks, salty ocean air, and empty beaches feel less terrifying and more like a dream. From haunting sideshows to lonely piers, captivating but dangerous, this nautical legend will lure you into the unknown.
With its boundless power, ties these two together in a love tainted by strange, sinister terror.
We all remember those foundational summers, by lakes and beaches, jumping at every fleeting touch under the inky tide. You can always bring back the mystery, the thrill, of the deep. So dive in, but don't look too closely underneath. Thanks for tuning in another episode of Candidly Cryptic. If you enjoy all things strange, spooky, and unexplained, please follow for more.